Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado's Sandwich Shop, home of the best devil crabs in town. Yum! 5021 East Columbus Drive in Tampa, right next to Ybor City off of I-4. When you go by there, and I know you will, don't forget to try that deviled crab.
Go, Justin Kalowski!
Just Blasky the Crash. Bucks Uncensored. It was a long week for me. Not sure how it was for you, but it's getting pretty late on Friday night, and you know what happens when I get tired on the podcast. It's only good news for you. I don't know how long this one's going to be, but I don't anticipate it being long.
That's what she said.
iTunes, Podcast Addict, Podbean. Fucking subscribe already. What's your problem? And if you don't subscribe, just make sure you hit that old refresh button at joebucksfan.com over and over and over again. Such great guys, such great coverage. I don't know why y'all would go anywhere else for your Bucks coverage. I mean, they have their finger on the pulse. They tell you what you need to hear. They make it easy to read their articles. Like, come on. Come on, come on, come on. You got Ira Kaufman doing podcasts. You got my man Todd Wright. God, I got to text Todd if you're listening. He's probably not. But Todd, if you are, I got to text you. No, I'm not going to go golfing with Todd because, quite frankly, I don't golf. But if you need somebody to just sit in the golf cart and watch and drink beer, I'm your man. At Commish Online on Twitter, facebook.com/commishonline. Hopefully you enjoyed your week. I enjoyed my week. And quite frankly, personally, I'm just glad that we were able to officially get past the Mike Evans situation. He's standing up now. He apologized. He made a mistake. He's young. He's a millennial. And he's going to make more, but I'm just glad we don't have to talk about that anymore.
Justin, it's Angry Mike, Paps. I don't know. Pick a nickname and I'll stick to it. Look, shout out to Mike Evans for apologizing. Maybe his agent wrote it. Maybe somebody from the Bucks wrote it. Who gives a fuck? He apologized. Everybody get over it. He made a mistake. He's 23. I made about 45,000 more mistakes than that, and they were all way worse. Anyways, I'm going to keep this respectful as I can, but Miko fucking Grimes. I think it's funny to read the tweets and all that shit, but she's talking about, I mean, I'm a proponent of weed too, but she's talking about smoking weed. I mean, I'm assuming when you're with your husband, you probably smoke weed, or he's with you when you're smoking weed. So now you're putting a football player in a precarious situation regarding an illegal drug. Ugh. Then you're just talking shit about the fans, calling us a disgrace, and we're dead, and we're gutless, and all. I mean, yo. Whoa. We could cut him. I wouldn't really give two fucks.
No, I understand what you're saying. And the only thing I can kind of relate to you is she's never changed. She calls everyone else a racist, but I think if you read her tweets, you realize who the real racist is. I mean, whatever. Some people like her. I'm sure some people in the media love her because she gets them clicks or whatever, or listens or whatever. And I'm not just talking about my guys at Joe Bucks Fan. I get it. Hey, if I ran a website, I'd have her stuff all over it all the time as well. But as a fan of the team, and that's what this podcast is about, I mean, it's not good. It's not good. It's only good if you're winning. But if you're losing, holy shit. She turns everything around. She wants to make the Bucks fans look bad. She wants to make everyone around her look bad, except her and her husband. Those are the only people she cares about. She doesn't care about the team. She still rips the Dolphins to this day. So the Bucks got into this mess. They wanted to sign him. They thought that she'd have some sort of censor. Nope. She's uncensored all the time, and she says dumb things. Move on. Nothing you can do about it. The Bucks knew what they were getting themselves into when they signed him. So if you want to blame anyone, blame the Buccaneers. All right, a couple other news and notes before we get into Sunday's game against the Chiefs. Did you see what Jonathan Banks had to say? I'm sure you did. Remember, he said that part of his struggles, or maybe all of his struggles, were due to the uncertain coaching circumstances in Tampa and always changing coaches. Well, he dives into that a little bit more, saying, quote, "What was holding me back in Tampa? Coaches. That's what was holding me back. Coaches," Banks told M Live after practice on Thursday. "I mean, I can play," he said. "If you go and look at this year's preseason, nobody in that secondary made more plays than me. Every game in the preseason, I got a pass breakup or an interception. I don't know if I had a ball caught on me all preseason. I mean, it is what it is. I'm past Tampa. I'm glad to be out here, and I wish them well." So, at first it was so many different coaches. Now it's all of the coaches are to blame for his struggles. This is a prime example of the type of player you don't need on your team anymore. It's funny, somebody tweeted me this week. I read my tweets. I might read one from you before I never read one again. But I love when people tweet like backhanded compliments. "Good podcast, like his podcast. He thinks he's right all the time." Do you want to listen to somebody who doesn't think they're right? Well, I don't know. Maybe the Bucks are good, and maybe they're not. I don't know. I don't trust my opinion. I'm big fucking stupid ass. Oh, go fuck yourself. You should want to listen to somebody who's confident, has convictions, and believes in what he or she says. Okay? That's what you're going to get on this podcast. Period. I speak from the heart. I believe what I say. And I believe I'm right because what I've been saying for a long time, not just the last few weeks, not just the last few months, there are things that I've been saying about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as an organization and how I would fix the roster that has been completely ignored. The status quo is in check. It's kind of like our government, remember? Like, I mean, you go back to politics, but you go, listen, people wanted change. That's what happened here. And so that's where you're looking at the Bucks as a roster. It's been a status quo. We're just going to grow. We're going to try and add pieces each year. I mean, it's the ultimate 8-year rebuilding process. And quite frankly, they're not far enough along. Well, we're going to reset, and we're going to reset, and we're going to reset, and we're going to reset. When all the time, they've just been like at a turtle's pace rebuilding the organization since the day they cut Derek Brooks. Shouldn't take this long. Should never take this long. But I digress. They're 4-5. And as I said in one of the last two podcasts, they've dug themselves a hole. And the only way to stay from falling 6 feet under is to keep winning. If they win this week, next week's game is big. If they win that week, the next week's game is big. But if they lose one more game and they fall to 6 losses, you can pretty much put a fork in them. They're done. And yes, you can still go 10-6 or 9-7, but you're getting to the point where you're going to have to go 5-1 down the stretch. And they haven't shown enough to any of us that they can do that. So, rather than thinking big picture, we have to think small picture. It's a cliche, but it definitely works right now for the Bucks. They have to take it one game at a time. Fans have to take it one game at a time. And if they win this week, next week, by the way, if they win this week, next week's game is so gigantic. You talk about a team rebuilding and looking to take that next step. 4 o'clock game at home. Gets dark earlier, so it kind of feels like a night game against Seattle. And I said when the schedule came out that it's going to come down to that Seattle game, whether or not they're going to be playing meaningful games in December or done before December even begins. I stand by that. They'll either have 6 losses going into that week with a chance to go to 5-6 and still stay afloat. I still think that's going to be very tough, but nonetheless. Or they could win this week, be 5-5 on the season, and have a chance to be over 500 heading into December. With the playoff, listen, you win in that situation and you go to 6-5 on the season, the playoffs are definitely a possibility. Odds are against them. Don't get me wrong. They're 7.5-point underdog against Kansas City, and they're going to be an underdog against the Seattle Seahawks, and they really haven't beaten any good teams other than the Falcons at the very beginning of the season. Their other 3 wins are not impressive wins. Oh, they're impressive on the scoreboard, but they're not impressive in who they beat. So, they're a mentally weak bunch. Jason Light has said that. I mean, he said that he wants more mentally tough individuals on his roster. And maybe this is why. JoeBucksFan.com, good story on this. You remember at the beginning of the year, after the Buccaneers beat the Atlanta Falcons, DeMar Dotson said, "I think we just put too much into a win. You know, we had a lot of people praising us over the Atlanta game, over one game, and I think maybe we just had too much praise over one win. It's just one game. That's the highs and lows of the NFL. We can get too high over a win and too low over a loss. And I think we got too high over a win, and we got humbled real quick. That was in their loss to the Arizona Cardinals." Chris Conte said at Wednesday's practice, "Yeah, I think we have to get over the win and get back to work. I mean, there's a lot of new stuff that we're going to be doing this week. So just like a loss, you got to put last week behind you and start working forward to the next week. And this is a tough opponent that we got. They have a ton of offense, you know, Andy Reid, blah, blah, blah." Why is he talking in the middle of the week about getting over the win and stop thinking? They cannot be overconfident and cocky after beating the Bears, right? And yes, I thought the Bears were heading in the right direction. I underestimated how bad Jay Cutler was. Okay? Fuck. Sorry. Stupid. But still, we're midway through the week and you can't get over yourselves over a win over a Bears team that has 2 on the season? Come on. It's concerning. What's also concerning some Bucks fans, though, is Jameis Winston connecting on deep balls That's what Mike wants to talk about. Deep balls.
Hey, Justin, I think the best thing that happened to the Bucks against the Bears is how Jameis was able to hit the deep ball finally. He's been missing like crazy with that, and if he had just hit the deep ball with how bad the Bucks have looked, we would at least be a 6-3 team because we would have beaten the Rams and the Raiders. I remember against the Raiders, Mike Evans was wide open downfield, and Jameis overthrew him. Especially with Mike Evans, that is something that could definitely benefit this offense, especially in the league where almost everything is defensive pass interference. You throw that ball up there, you're going to gain a lot of yards, especially with Mike Evans. And speaking of him being a deep threat, what do you say about on another Hail Mary defensive situation, you put out Mike Evans like we used to do with Keyshawn Johnson? Just thought to try to prevent that from happening again, and especially not in a game on a game-ending Hail Mary. Thanks, Justin, and go Bucks.
Appreciate the voice memo. And again, you can always join the podcast by recording your own voice. That's right, your own voice on your cell phone. Voice memo, it's very simple to do. You just hit record, record your voice, stop, title it. Then there's a little box you hit, and you email to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. bucksuncensored@gmail.com. The best time to do a voice memo is after a Bucks game. That's coming up on Sunday. Be one of the first ones to get yours in and probably have the best chance to get yours heard. The crazier, the better. The more passion, the better. The louder, the better. Let it rip. Do not hold back. It's Bucks Uncensored for a reason, so fucking own it. Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. I think when you look at the Chiefs, they haven't been a great team this year. They have found ways to squeak out victories. Alex Smith is at quarterback. I think that stabilizes things for them at that position. Spencer Ware was out. He's back at running back. Big improvement at running back over Charkandrick West. Wide receiver-wise, Jeremy Maclin's going to be out. But Tyreek Hill has stepped in and performed well. And that damn Kool-Aid man, Andy Reid, fuck, such an asshole. He's just been really good against the Bucks over the years, and that's the only reason I'm frustrated with him. Decent offensive line, not a great offensive line. It's where they shine. It's on defense. They've got somebody that makes you concerned about the run in Dontari Poe. They've got somebody who will make Jameis Winston very uncomfortable in D Ford. We'll see if Justin Houston plays. I haven't seen the latest on him other than he was questionable. And they also have guys in the secondary that are going to make Jameis Winston uncomfortable as well. Marcus Peters will be matched up on Mike Evans. And Eric Berry, roaming the back, made a big play against the Panthers last week. Let's face it, it's going to be a very tough test on the road, tough environment for a Bucs offense that doesn't really have many weapons. I mean, Mike was just talking about Jameis Winston hitting the deep ball. He can overthrow anyone on this offense. Nobody has speed. Mike Evans doesn't even have speed to get deep. And oh, by the way, if you don't have any other weapons, then of course teams are going to double team Mike Evans and make it tough for him and not allow him to beat them for the big play. So that's why the hashtag weapons for Winston is in full effect. It's already started on Twitter, and we'll continue to make that grow as we get into the offseason and into the offseason, because come next season, this guy's got to have more weapons around him. We want to make the Bucks offense great. I would say again, but I don't know if it's ever truly been great in their entire history. That's how crazy long it's been. Again, important game for the Bucks. They win this week, next week's game at home. Gigantic. And the Bucks are on a one-game win streak at home. We're not going to talk about the last 8 years of home games. Hey, usually I like voice memos for this, but this person decided they just wanted to email in their thoughts. Actually, not their thoughts. They emailed in a question. And because it's a question, that gives me a good excuse to play this.
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big
big height on it.
Crushed it.
Nope, I have no idea why Phil Collins has anything to do with questions other than, I mean, come on. You gotta love Phil Collins, right? Phil, bring your toy. Your toy. Oh, boy. It's late. It's late. I'm tired. Soon I'm gonna start rambling incoherent sayings. Don't you worry. I'm not going to do it now. God forbid I say anything stupid. Listen, Phil, love you, but you got to get the fuck out. Okay? We got to move on with the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? I'll have another podcast coming out in a few days. And so if you didn't hear your podcast in this one, most likely you'll hear it in the next one, unless another committee went and got the contents of that and kept it for their own personal record keeping. Yep, that was me. That was Panthers game, which was a Monday night football game, and I was freaking tired. It's not 2:30 in the morning when I recorded that one. It's about 10:30 at night, but I'm still really tired. It's been a long week, and I'm getting older. Eric had a really important question. That's why we got to play the question thing. He wants to know, does Gary Sheffield still go to Bucks games? I remember seeing him on on TV a couple of years ago, right after a commercial break. I don't know. If anyone knows if Gary Sheffield, I know Gary Shelton goes there. I see him. Sometimes I see him at Bulls games. He talks to Jay, and that's good. I mean, he says hi to me. He's like, hey, Justin. Hey, Jay. And it's, you know, he's talking to Jim, but he calls him Jay. Eric, appreciate it. I do not know if Gary Sheffield goes to games. I do know Gary Shelton goes to games. So hopefully that answers your question. And yeah, I can tell I'm starting to ramble and things aren't making much sense anymore.
Fuck, man.
They won, right?
The stress at the end of the game. Oh, my
God.
God.
Exactly.
Still got to find a kicker.
All right. I'm sure they'll do that. If not, I'll just go to Publix and find some eggs. What does that have to do with anything? It's about 1:30 in the morning. That's why I said that. Okay, well, luckily I saved those so that I can remind myself, once things start going south, it's time to abort the podcast and end it, because you don't want things
goes off.
Oh, boy. You just don't want things to go off the deep end, if you know what I mean.
Shit, dude. Feel like I'm all hyped up on Mountain Dew.
Probably need some Mountain Dew myself. All right, thank you for checking out this podcast. Go Bucks! Big game against the Kansas City Chiefs. How are they going to beat the Chiefs? I mean, really, Doug Martin's got to get back to his form. They've got to get efficient on offense. They cannot, and I repeat, cannot turn the ball over. That's why they beat the Bears last week. I mean, the name of the game in the NFL is turnovers. You can turn the ball over in college and get away with it, but you turn the ball over in the NFL, you're done. They're on the road, one of the toughest places to play in the NFL. Young offense, young Jameis Winston. I mean, I can foresee some mistakes there. Do not, I repeat, do not turn the ball over. And quite frankly, on defense, create some turnovers. Might be the only way the Bucks can beat the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City. And by the way, for those of you that think I'm negative all the time, I bet somebody at work that the Bucks would beat the Chiefs. Now, he did give me 7.5 points, and it is only a lunch, but I feel like I was just flushing money down the toilet. Come on, Bucks, prove me wrong and win me a free lunch. I deserve it, don't I? At Commish Online on Twitter, facebook.com/CommishOnline. iTunes, Podcast Addict, Podbean. Subscribe now, and also check out JoeBucksFan.com. Mondays, Wednesdays and Saturday mornings for the first chance to listen to the latest Bucks Uncensored podcast. I'm Justin Pawlowski, the commish. This is Bucks Uncensored. And as always, I fucking nailed it.